Louis Scarcella was the greatest homicide detective of his generation.
I am the protector of these people. I am the guardian that they need.
Derek Hamilton was the best jailhouse lawyer of his.
And the lawyer was my girlfriend. It was all I had.
What happens when a group of convicted felons take on the cop who put them away?
We gotta attack Scarcella.
Come and get me.
Listen to new episodes of The Burden on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, this is Ryan Patch, your director. Just a note, today's podcast contains strong language, ambient sirens, and discussions of suicide. If you'd like to pre-screen the episode, transcripts are available on our website.
You're listening to City of Ghosts, an audio series presented by Storytellers, Inc., created by Karina Green and Ryan Patch.
So, Sahar Sari, are you there?
Hi, Eleanor. You're right. We really need to talk.
Holy shit. You know, I was starting to think that I'd made you up. All the other ghosts are real, sure, whatever, but you?
Sorry it took me so long. I've been trying to reach out, I think, for a while now. It's difficult. It's easier here in my apartment. Guess this is where I spend the most time. But I still feel like scattered pieces that are slowly coming together, if that makes sense.
Not really, but what the hell do I know? I've never been a ghost.
Right, that's what I am. Logically, I know that, but it's still hard to wrap my head around.
Do you remember dying?
No, I'm not sure I remember anything. I know who I am, my name, basic facts. I know I was a reporter, but I can't recall any specific moments of my life.
Huh.
I suppose I had some kind of unfinished business and that's why I'm here instead of wherever dead people normally go.
You don't believe in the afterlife?
I don't think I was religious. It doesn't seem like me.
Well, I can help you with the unfinished business part. I was hired to investigate your death.
By who?
Your brother, Masood.
I'm not sure I remember him, but I suppose that's not important right now. How's your investigation going? We should focus on that. I'm not sure how much time I have. It's hard to stay present. I can feel myself fading.
Right, okay. Well, it's not going well. You were looking into the Flatiron Fire, but so far all the leads have been dead ends.
Is that why that man attacked you?
Yeah.
Did I leave anything behind?
Well, someone else got to most of it, but there's this notebook. A bunch of pages are missing, though. Do you have any idea what you were pursuing?
No, I don't think... Wait.
Yes?
There was something about...
About what?
About people squatting in the building and they were in a dispute with the owner?
About what?
Typical New York stuff. The landlord wanted them out so the building could be redeveloped. They invoked squatters' right and landlord sued. There might be a case somewhere.
Seems like you're not a blank slate after all.
Not when it comes to facts, just my own memories. Those are hazy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. It's... I was going to say it's life, but I guess that's not appropriate anymore. Anyways, maybe you should start there. I'll see if I can remember anything else.
Sahar? Sahar, are you there? Sahar Sari.
Shit.
Ooh. Ouch.
Hello?
you are never setting me up with a mysterious internet contact again.
What happened?
He tried to kill me, or had someone try.
What?
With a fancy knife and everything.
Fuck.
Yeah.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just a scrape. I also met Sahir.
You did? Why the hell didn't you lead with that?
Over me getting attacked?
You just said you were fine. So you actually talked to her? What'd she say? Does she remember anything?
Yes, I talked to her. No, she doesn't remember much. Just that the owner of the building might have been suing the squatters, trying to get them evicted. Could you look into that?
I guess I could dust off my Westlaw account info.
You pay for a Westlaw account?
LexisNexis too, but please, I don't pay for them.
No, of course not.
I'll keep an eye on the bulletin boards too, see if the lovely Mr. Orange pops up again.
Good idea.
I don't appreciate being one-upped.
And also that he hired someone to attack me.
Okay. My ego was hurt, you were attacked. Let's not make this a competition.
Just focus on the case for now, please.
He's technically part of the case.
A Prizrak.
What? He is. He's out there using knives on people or ordering hits on them. I'm not sure which is worse.
Yeah, but we have other things to worry about right now. Please, just look into the tenants. We can worry about our friend later.
Fine. He's still going down, though, eventually. Be careful out there.
Damn it. Hello?
Is this Eleanor Rivkin?
Who's asking?
I have a job I think you might be interested in.
Great, not what I asked.
You can call me John.
Very original.
Sorry?
Nothing. So, John, what's this job?
I'd like you to do some digging into a state senator, District 26.
Robert DiStefano.
Yes.
John, looking into senators is my job. I should know their names. So, what kind of digging?
Well, there are rumors that he has some entanglements related to undeveloped land in his district. We'd like to know if there is any validity to them.
We?
The organization I work for.
Right. And that is?
I'm not at liberty to say at the moment. But we need definitive proof, and we're willing to pay a considerable amount for it.
I'll dig for you, but I want half my commission up front.
We'll wire you the funds.
Great. I'll start as soon as I receive them. You know, buddy, I'm used to political cloak and dagger, but all these nameless shadow organizations suddenly showing up, turning into John Nash.
It definitely sounds worrying.
Fucking hell. Don't do that.
Sorry. Forgot I don't make any noise walking around.
I wasn't sure I'd see you again after you vanished yesterday.
Sorry about that, too. Apparently, I can only manifest physically for a limited period of time.
Oh.
I have to kind of actively keep myself here. It's even harder in your apartment. I guess because I was never here when I was alive. No familiar anchors.
Huh.
But that's not important right now. I was looking around your apartment.
You were what?
And that photo of the inspection report you have on your desk is wrong.
Wrong?
Yes, the inspection report at the city hall was different.
You're sure about that?
Very sure.
Right, okay. Well, I have to go downtown later anyway, so I'll just stop by city hall and have a look.
Good. It's strange. I know about a building inspection report, but not the details of my own death.
Would you like to know them? I could tell you.
No. It won't change anything. It's probably a blessing not knowing, but tell me something about my life.
Well, you doodle in the margins of your notebooks. You like to draw trees and birds. You're actually a really good artist.
I probably should have made that my career then. Less risk, right?
No, I think I don't believe in fate, but it feels like you were meant to be a journalist. You were passionate about it, good at it. You talked about it like you knew you'd found your calling.
Thank you.
No problem. I gotta get ready to go, so, Sahar? Oh, I'm gonna have to get used to the disappearing act.
As I suspected, our friend Mr. Orange is nowhere to be found on any of the message boards, which means he was definitely playing us from the beginning, and I'm definitely going to find it.
Good luck with that. But don't forget about the lawsuit.
Lawsuit?
Squatters suing the building owner, dusting off your illegally obtained database logins.
Right, yeah. I'll go on that boring legal document field trip to ASAP, promise.
Gonna use that one semester of law school?
Hey, don't knock it. I got 1/6 of the price and 100% of the arrogance.
Only 100?
What are you doing now?
I'm meeting an old friend about another job. She works for the Southern District.
You took another job and you didn't tell me?
Well, I don't need help with this one.
Yet?
Yet.
What is it?
Senator might be corrupt. Please find proof. Something about a lot on the Lower East Side.
Oh, the piece of rubble left over from Lomax?
What?
Or left over from the lack of Lomax?
Wait, what? I have no idea what you're talking about.
Robert Moses. He had this dumb, terrible idea to build a highway across Manhattan. Tried to make it happen for decades. Fortunately, he never got his way, thanks to a personal hero of mine, Jane Jacobs. But he left this big-ass lot where he demolished a bunch of low-income housing. After evicting all the tenants, of course. Weird that nothing's been built on it for years.
Wow, that's some specific knowledge.
That's what I do. And what do you mean by friend?
What?
Before Lomax, you said friend like you meant ex.
No. Wait, where's the lot?
It's on Delancey, but you did mean ex.
I'm hanging up now.
I'll point out that you did need me for this case and that...
Elle, I just don't think I can help you.
Can't or won't?
Both? Look, it's been ages, and then you call me up out of the blue because you need help on a job.
Well, I didn't think you'd want me to call for personal reasons, Jess.
Oh, come on. It's not like we parted on bad terms. I sent you a birthday card. You could say hello once in a while. I thought we were going to try to stay friends.
I thought you were just saying that.
I meant it.
Fine. How are you, Jess? How's the job going? Seeing anyone new?
I'm great, actually. Job's going good. Just got promoted a couple months back. And no, I'm single.
Awesome. Good for you. Should we spend some time on the weather?
Fine. Jesus, I forgot what you're like.
Stubborn?
Insufferable.
It's part of my charm.
Yeah, I disagree. But look, remember that promotion I just mentioned? I really don't want to jeopardize it, or any aspect of my career.
All I'm asking for is information.
Yeah, on a state senator, with an active investigation happening around
There's
him.
An active investigation?
Can't you just leave this to us, for once?
Unfortunately, I have bills to pay, and you lawyers take too long.
Yep, because of this thing that we have to follow, called the law.
No concrete information, then. Just give me a direction to go in, and I'll do the rest myself. And I'll make sure no one can trace anything back to you.
I would look into real estate companies.
We're dealing with an empty lot, so that doesn't exactly narrow the field.
Look, it's prime real estate in the middle of Manhattan. Why don't you think it's been developed?
Money?
Yeah, they'd find the money if that's all it was. Let's just say there was a preferred company whose proposals kept edging out the others, and when they couldn't get what they wanted built, state support disappeared.
In what way?
That's all I can tell you.
Oh, come on, Jess, you can tell me.
No, I can't, Elle.
Okay. Thank you.
Elle, is something else going on?
Why would you think that?
Because you're you. And you don't look well, are you?
Don't start, please. I get enough as it is from Talia.
Okay, just tell me you're not in over your head.
I'll be fine, Jess. I always am. Good luck with your case.
Good luck with yours. It was good to see you.
You too.
That was fast.
Can you find out which development companies have put in proposals for that vacant lot?
Is this for your other job?
Yeah.
I suppose I can take a break from all these thrilling case records if you need me on this job.
I'll give you the usual cut for taking on extra work.
But do you need me?
Yes, Priz, I need you on this job.
Deal. I'll call you when I got some.
Can I help you?
I'm looking for an inspection report that was filed here.
Those aren't open to the public.
It's important.
Sure. Can't help you.
Listen, I'm not here
to- You're doing it wrong. Being aggressive is only going to make her clam up more. Play nice. She's cooped up here all day. I'm sure she's dying to chat with someone.
Look, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get snappy.
Our records still aren't open to the public.
I know. And sorry, I didn't catch your name.
It's Dawn.
See? Mm. She's opening up. She looks interested in you, too. You should run with that.
Dawn? That's such a pretty name.
Thanks.
I'm Elle. Hey, maybe you could still help me out, even if I can't see the inspection report?
What do you mean?
Ask her if another woman came in here asking about reports.
Has anyone else stopped in? Probably within the last month or so. Another woman. Middle Eastern, went by the name of Sahar.
Oh, yeah, I remember her. She was... Anyway, she said she was a journalist, wanted to see the report for the building that caught fire. You know, the one in the news.
Did she say why?
No, it was really weird. She seemed to think that something might be wrong with it, though. I remember she looked at it for a long time and-
So you let her see the report?
Oh, well, I mean she-
It's okay. Actually, that's why I need to look at the report, Dawn. I think that something might have happened to her.
Because of an inspection report?
Maybe. I'm just retracing her footsteps, looking at the same things she was.
Are you some kind of detective?
Say yes.
Yes, I am. And I'm working on an important case. And it would help me so much if I could just have a quick glance at the report. Please, I'll owe you one.
That's funny. She said the same thing. Said she owed me a drink, and then she never called me back. Can you believe that?
Oh my god.
Okay. Real fast. And this never happened.
Thank you so much.
Follow me.
You never called her, huh?
I still feel bad.
1993, 1995, 1997. Ah, here we go. Ah, here it is.
Thank you. It says the building was a fire risk, basically falling apart.
And the other report didn't, right?
Is that not what you were expecting?
No.
Is this some kind of conspiracy? Did someone change the reports or something?
I don't know, Dawn. Did they?
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry. No, I didn't mean to accuse.
Unless someone else is bringing me new or revised things to file, they don't get access. You and Sahar are special.
Okay. Okay. Thanks, Dawn.
Of course. I hope you find her, Sahar. She was really nice.
I'm sure she was.
I could write my number down for you, in case anything else comes up.
Sure. And I'll definitely owe you a drink.
It was really no problem. Anyway, here it is. This is my cell. Feel free to call me anytime.
I will. Thanks again, Dawn. That was pretty good teamwork, huh? Sahar? Of course.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like science fiction? I'm Carrie Bechet, and if you loved movies like Arrival or Interstellar, then you're going to want to check out my podcast, Hypothetical. On Hypothetical, we tell speculative sci-fi stories interwoven with real science. New episodes every Tuesday, available wherever you get podcasts.
Calm down. Priz, hey.
Locklear Development.
What?
So that lot has been vacant for like 3 decades, right? Bunch of companies have submitted proposals on and off, but Albany, or our senator friend specifically, seems to really like Locklear. They've submitted a couple times, but keep coming back. Get this. Locklear doesn't want to build apartment buildings. They want to build a Kmart. Can you believe that?
Should the name Locklear ring any bells?
I guess not. They're not as flashy as the Trumps or as well-established as the Kushners and the Dursts, but they've been gobbling up a lot of real estate in the last decade, turning it into fancy apartments for wealthy bankers. It's weird that they just want to build a big box store here and not one of their glass and steel monstrosities. CEO is supposedly young, dazzling, and handsome, known philanthropist.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tali went to their gala. Masu could probably tell us more about them, too.
Seems like Locklear's one of the biggest competitors, so I bet money he could.
I'll set up a meeting with Masood, see what he knows.
As for the Flatiron Fire, I have less great news. The landlord of the building, the plaintiffs in our lawsuit, is a 23 West 27th Street LLC.
Who owns it?
I'm getting to that. We don't know. Apparently, 23 West 27th Street LLC was represented by one Chad Lefkowitz. Don't worry if you've never heard of him. He's a first-year associate at Granger & Sullivan and very rude. Wouldn't give me any answer when I try to talk to him.
What about the squatters?
Better luck there. They were represented by a small firm, Stoller, Alterman, and Gullometti.
That's a mouthful.
Tell me about it. Anyway, their guy, a Colin Kimmerling, is really eager to talk about all this, wants to meet ASAP.
Well, I'll meet with Mr. Kimmerling tomorrow, if he's available.
I'm sure he'll be very excited. Anything interesting happening on your end?
There are two different building inspection reports.
What?
The one in the company offices says the building was fine, no fire risk. The one on file with City Hall says the building was falling apart and a huge risk for fire.
If the fire was intentional, seems like someone would want the official record to show the building as a fire hazard.
Covers their tracks.
Sounds like you need to talk to Joe again.
Ugh, yeah. That means going all the way back to Sunset Park. These ghosts seem to frequent places most familiar to them.
Well, you better get going.
Fine. See what else you can find about Locklear, too.
Roger. I'll email you a time and place for the meeting with Kimmerling.
He better not try to stab me.
Judging from his picture on the company website, you can definitely take him.
I like lawyers like that. Talk soon.
Adios.
I finally met the mysterious Sahar. It's strange, actually, seeing her in front of me, hearing her voice outside of a tape recorder. There was a photo in her apartment of her at the beach. Her hair is blowing in the wind, half in her face, and she's grinning at the camera. She seems so full of life, so happy. I wonder who took the picture. I wonder what exactly caused her to smile like that. Masood said they found her body in the car that he'd loaned to her, parked on East 11th Street. A robbery gone wrong. It's probably best she can't remember. Maybe our minds erase things like that just so we can stay sane. I remember, though. Back at that shitty motel. The water in the bath turning cold. Red. The world slowing down. I felt peaceful then. Like sinking into an ocean. I don't think it was that way for Sahar. Maybe I was already too numb. I was standing in front of death with open arms. It's different when you're running from it. Everyone keeps asking if I'm in over my head. A dead reporter, burned out building, and now two inspection reports and a man who probably didn't jump from a bridge. I probably am in over my head. I can admit that here. But I don't want to stop now. All the power in this city and their towering skyscrapers looking down on the rest of us. They've always acted like they're infallible, like they can do whatever they want. I'd like to prove them wrong. I'm just getting a few more things.
I'm watching you.
Oh, I know. Joseph Costa?
You're back.
I am. We need to talk.
You get what you needed from that, thing you were looking for?
Report?
Yeah, that.
Actually, that's why I'm here. The reports don't match. The one filed with the city said the building was a fire hazard. I think someone switched them.
Ricky.
Who?
I didn't know what, but we had a big fight. Must have been this big one.
A fight about what?
He took money, see? And I didn't agree with that. Got mad at him for endangering the business, our reputation. We don't take bribes.
He was your business partner?
Yeah, and brother. He didn't like my accusations, kept shouting. Someone shouting. And then I don't remember.
You're sure? There's nothing else you can remember. I mean, what happened after the fight, Joe?
It's dark. It's so dark and cold and dark.
Hey, stay with me, Joe. What else can you remember?
I can't breathe.
Joe?
It's
Joe,
so
Joe,
dark.
Joe. It's okay, it's Joe. Joseph! Joseph Costa! Fuck.
You're lucky I have no sleep patterns. It's 2 in the morning.
I think Joe was murdered.
What?
We might need to look into Joe's brother, Ricky. He might have taken a bribe to change the inspection report, and then Joe found out about it, and someone killed him.
And you think it's Ricky considering his one-way ticket to the Caribbean?
Yeah, and some ghost research. That would be 2 deaths outside of the fire.
And you almost getting nothing now.
Yeah. Have a nice night. So 2 deaths and an attempted 3rd.
High stakes happening here.
Yeah.
Must mean we're onto something big.
Priz, this isn't a spy movie.
No, it's real life. People died and someone got away with killing them. Happens all the time. But maybe we can change this one. Make sure just one time they don't get away with it.
Or we end up at the bottom of the Hudson.
Life's also a gamble.
His family thinks he jumped.
Hell.
I should...
Do what?
Tell
him that his ghost said that his brother murdered him? That would only upset them more.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Let's just keep going. Seems like the best thing we can do for him and Sahar and everyone else who got caught up in this. And also to make sure those odds stack in favor of us not winding up at the bottom of the Hudson.
I guess I'll drink to that tonight.
Sure. Keep it to 1 drink, please. Don't forget breakfast with Kimberly.
You need anything?
Just another coffee. Thanks.
Hello. Sorry, I'm late. There was a passenger sick on the train, and, it's not important. You're Al Rivkin.
Yep. You're Colin?
That would be me.
You?
I'm sorry?
You want anything, or can I leave?
Oh, I'll have a coffee, too. And some toast. Oh, and scrambled eggs. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for meeting me on short notice. I told your, colleague that time is of the utmost importance.
So they said.
They were very vague about why exactly you're interested in this case, though I assume it has to do with the Flatiron Fire?
You assume correct. I'm investigating it for an interested party.
Terrible business, that fire. And convenient.
Why do
you
say that?
Here you go. Here. Eggs and toast later.
Thank you. Anyone at my firm I've told about this thinks I'm some kind of conspiracy theorist. But if you're here, hopefully you're on the same page as me, right?
Well, why don't you tell me more about this page you're on?
Well, the building was vacant for years, at least 3 or 4. I believe the owner was just holding on to it, waiting for the pieces to fall into place for some sort of redevelopment.
Yeah, for one of those big glass buildings.
Oh, don't get me started on atrocious architecture. I'm a terracotta man myself, but that doesn't matter. The point is, squatters moved in. According to state law, after occupying the building for more than 30 days, a squatter becomes a tenant and must be evicted through civil court. I'm not sure what prompted them to finally take action, but the owners started the civil process. It could be that a sale did happen and this is a new owner. Real estate companies like to shroud themselves in secrecy, you know? Shell companies upon shell companies. I'm sure whoever was the plaintiff in this case was just another front.
Here.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
My clients weren't even trying to stay. They were willing to consider monetary compensation for leaving. They just didn't want to get thrown out on the streets. Some of them had been living there for years.
How far into the trial did the fire happen?
We barely gotten started. Civil cases can drag on, but the plaintiff seemed willing to negotiate. Then the whole building went up in flames. Like I said, convenient.
You think that the fire was set deliberately?
That is exactly what I think. They were going to tear down that building anyway. Why not burn it down instead? Then you don't have to pay anyone to leave, and you can collect insurance money on it without having to wait half a decade for lawsuits. I mean, say a super luxury building goes in there, 90 apartments, each paying somewhere between $2,000 and $7,000 a month.
People pay that much for rent?
Oh, yeah. And imagine being able to collect that 5 years sooner. What my clients would have negotiated for was pocket change for these big companies. But they weren't even willing to pay that.
Have you shared this theory with anyone else?
Not really. Like I said, most of my colleagues think I'm crazy for even suggesting it. Setting fire to your own building that only happens in the movies. In a New York that's gone. It's not gone, though. People have just gotten better at covering their tracks.
Okay, but once they start development there, it'll be pretty clear who's behind this, right?
Likely not, especially in a case like this. The shell company would sell the building to the parent company, so they could claim ignorance of anything that happened prior.
Shit, no kidding covering the tracks. And there's no other way to find out who owned the building?
I don't think so. Opposing counsel was a Lefkowitz at Granger, but when I tried to follow up after the fire, I got a slammed door. Maybe if the case had proceeded far enough, the real owners would have come out of the woodwork, but the fire prevented that too.
Maybe that's the real reason they wanted the lawsuit dropped.
It wouldn't surprise me. These real estate types are very litigious, until you call their bluff and tell them to pull back the curtain on their operation. Whatever your interested party wants, I hope you get to the bottom of this. I mean, call me crazy, but the fire doesn't feel like the end. More people might get hurt. And even if they don't, the Flatiron Fire was murder, Miss Rifkin. They shouldn't be allowed to get away with it.
I don't intend to let them. Breakfast is on me. Thank you for your time.
Sorry I couldn't be more help.
You were very helpful. Take care.
You too. Be careful, Miss Rifkin. There are sharks in the water.
so he thinks someone set the fire deliberately.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what I think. But it's weird to hear a lawyer, too, with the same theory. See, I'm not that paranoid.
Lawyers can climb into the paranoid boat, too, you know.
Is it what you think?
I don't know. All of this feels too big. I don't know what to think yet.
What are you gonna do next, then?
I'm gonna go to the county clerk, see if I can find a registration certificate for 23 West 27th Street, LLC.
Ah, so now it's your turn to dig through the boring paperwork. Good luck.
I'll let you know what I find.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking for a business registration certificate.
What's the name of the business?
23 West 27th Street, LLC.
We don't have a certificate on file.
I'm sorry?
No certificate on file.
Okay, but they own an apartment building in Manhattan. They have to be on file.
You're sure they're registered in Manhattan?
What do you mean?
We only keep records of businesses registered in New York County. Just because they own something in New York doesn't mean the business is in New York.
So, it could be registered in any county, like in the state?
In the country.
In the country? Well, can we look up what county it is registered in?
No.
Shit.
Is that all?
Yeah, thanks for your help.
No problem.
Yo.
We have a problem. Shit just got a lot more complex.
Today's episode of City of Ghosts was written by Karina Green and Ryan Patch, and produced by Joanne Vo and Ryan Patch. Sound was mixed by Rick Rush and the Odd House Audio team. Casting was done by Daryl Eisenberg and Ali Beans at Eisenberg Beans Casting. For a full cast and crew list, please visit us online at cityofghostspodcast.com. And I'm your director, Ryan Patch, asking you to connect with us on social and subscribe so we can see you next time here on City of Ghosts.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.